Let's move on to the second segment of the latest Six Rings and Football Things podcast. All right, Andy, let's get to them nugs. Let's get to those spicy nugs.
Saucy
everything
nugs?
Else we're talking. Yeah,
you saucy nugs.
I don't really love a saucy nug. I like a dry. I'm a dry nug guy.
Oh, I
give me the opportunity. I want to control the sauce level.
A good wet garlic and parm tender. Oh.
You're a B Dubs guy, right?
Like B Dubs, but they're not. There was a place called Wingworks at Tufts when I was in college that there. Mm-hmm. Garlic and parm, and it was just absolutely drenched in it. And they would give you chunks of like French bread so that when you were done with the wings, you would just
get in there. Just get in there.
Oh my God. It was the stuff dreams.
It's like if you're having mussels or something, or, you know, get down in there. And that secret little fun. If you ever do audience listening as well, if you ever do beer can chicken, you know, where you right up there, season it well, 90 minutes on the grill in the pan. When the chicken's done and you remove the, can of beverage from
the beer.
They RFI. Yeah, sure. I'm gonna that's my favorite. Schmaltz Light.
Burn my insides.
Schmaltz Light is my favorite beer, Andy. Not Schlitz, Schmaltz. Get a little French bread in that dipping pan down there with the beer and the seasoning and all the chicken rendered chicken fat goes. That is the best. Yep. Now we're turning into a food podcast because we don't want to talk about
Need to diversify. We're like the Patriots offense. We need to diversify.
There you go. Thank you, Joey. Nug porn. That's what I'm here for. Yeah. Get ready because that's what we're going to be talking. All right. We have our first prediction for Sunday's game. Obviously, as the week goes, we will have J.R. Fabens mad. They still let Judon go. They should have brought in more veterans. The defensive line is hurting. Don't disagree with most of that. Burley Sullivan says Niners by 30 on Sunday. That's a confident prediction for the Patriots. Because
I'll take the points.
That may get. You think so?
I'll take the points. They're not going to lose by 30.
No, but they are 10.5 point dogs. We will give you a proper preview later in the week. We'll give you all of our favorite items behind enemy lines, our previews and predictions. Hopefully, we'll have some a little on the beat with Mego from the stadium later in the week. So all that good stuff. But. This is not a great game for the Patriots to have to start preparing for because the Niners are going to be
nothing gets by you.
Super, super angry. Not a great game.
They're not a willing foe. They're not just going to fall over and let you win.
Nope. I'd rather not play. I would have rather played last week's 49ers, the ones that gave up. Jeez, Claire, my God, what a mess. Like, you know what I mean? Like last week's 49ers would be a different story because they got up and then they sort of like cruised. I don't think that's going to happen again, even though Kyle Shanahan is the Kyle Shanahan of blowing leads in the NFL, be it the postseason, regular season, whatever season. I think this team is going to be so pissed off Sunday. The Pats are going to get in their way. I don't know how in the world Mayo, in between handing out flashcards of mirrors and giving his, you know, soulful pep talks, revealing murals and giving everyone game balls, is going to get this team ready to run through the brick wall they will need to on the other side of the country, whether or not Christian McCaffrey is in Germany getting his Achilles tendinosis looked at by some strange European specialist.
Shady.
Yeah, probably going to get might do some pharmaceutical shopping at Ashley Manning, if you know what I mean.
I got you. I'm picking up what you're putting down. But no, that is the one. So two things. If you're a Patriot fan holding out hope, you first, you know, Gerard Mayo had a comment yesterday. The more he learns about his team, the more he realizes they just have to run the ball. Like, that's who they are. If they can't run the ball, they're in trouble. Don't fall over. It's reality. If they run the ball, they'll have a chance. And, well, if they run the ball and the person running with the ball holds on to said ball and doesn't give it to the other team at any point, they will have a chance. And then, you know, there's a lot of injuries on the 49ers, and you hope that maybe that they're just banged up enough that it helps you. I mean, it's a bad spot, and that's why I thought last week was the worst possible spot to start Drake May. I think this is the second worst possible spot to start Drake May. I think that would be craziness. After this week, you know, then we start to have that conversation. You know, I've always circled that Dolphins game. I thought from day one that would be his first NFL start. We can get there, but you'd be doing a disservice to everybody involved. Now, he might have to play because there's a chance that those 49ers defensive front defenders hit Jacoby Brissett. And as you said, he's a tough son of a bitch, but at some point, even tough son of a bitches have trouble getting up. And I do worry about his health because He also challenged karma. I wouldn't have done this with him. Did you notice last week when he said, "I'm a big man. I always get up." I'm like, don't say that.
Knock
on something.
Side note, we actually have exclusive footage of the Jets pass rush getting after Jacoby Brissett late in the third quarter of last Thursday night's 24-3 loss on Thursday Night Football. Holy smokes. It's a literal stampede every play. The man is pressured on 50% of his dropbacks. Good to hear they also got all those bulls wrangled up in North Attleboro. What are you people doing down there? God, you live
a frisky. Who knew they had rodeos in the Emerald Square Mall parking lot? I mean, I know malls were dying and everything, and like they're trying new ways to find money, but like,
holy smokes.
What the hell's going on?
Holy smokes. All right, let's actually get to something Gerard Mayo said about what he saw out of Drake May. And by the way, I do not believe when they tell us week in and week out, Drake May, Jacoby Brissett gives us the best chance to win. No, he doesn't. You just have a plan and you don't want to break your quarterback because you shit the bed on putting together the offensive line. I'm frustrated. Here's Gerard Mayo on WEEI earlier this week talking about what he saw out of May.
Toughness. You know, he took a couple of hits when he was in there. He also made some plays with his feet, which I thought was very encouraging. And just like, you know, on the other side, just like any other, you know, rookie quarterback or quarterback without a lot of experience, there were times, you know, you see him looking at the rush, and that's a natural thing. And he just has to get over that hump, and that comes with more playing time.
Looking at the rush, that's because the Patriots would keep six in to block four, and three got through, as Michael Hurley pointed out on Twitter. The hell are you going to do? It's only natural to like try to avoid your own demise. Am I correct? It's called self-preservation.
Yeah, and Jacoby Brissett has to do it too. Let's not just pretend that's a rookie thing. That Jacoby Brissett has to do it too. That's part of been the struggles of the offense and the ability to get the ball to wide receivers and down the field, because self-preservation is probably the priority for Brissett and May.
It's gotten this bad this quickly, Andy. Here could be our comment of the day. Actriptow watching live on, it's a tough one, honestly. This guy watching live on YouTube. I'd rather Andy, you people me in person than listen to Elliot Wolf snark on the podium as he creates that O-line. I have found Elliot Wolf to be a rather humble, polite, well-spoken. You think he's snarky?
I think he's been a little over the top with some of his comments. He also, and this he probably can't do anything about, so I preface this by saying it's totally unfair, but he has a little bit of a cock of the walk strut to him when you see the footage like going on the practice field, or I saw it in person in the summer. He does. He struts around a little bit like a guy who, I don't know, John Lynch could, or somebody that built a Super Bowl contending roster that's loaded with talent. He hasn't done that yet. So I'd back off the strut a little bit, but there's probably nothing he can do. It's probably just the way he walks.
Yeah, it could just be natural posture and demeanor. Who knows? I mean, he's been around football. I'm not sure, Andy, if you've read, Chris Hogan played lacrosse.
He did.
Julian Edelman was a college quarterback.
Some bitch.
Elliot Wolf's dad used to work in football. Oh. And he grew up on the sidelines.
Someone should talk more about that.
You know what yesterday was? Mo Lewis Day. I'm sure if you knew that. No one talked about that either.
That's disrespectful to Drew Bledsoe.
Should they build? I know. You know, by the way, I was rewatching that highlight yesterday as it recirculated, the 23-year anniversary. I missed them.
They're right there.
Okay. I'm sure you were right there.
I
was up in the stands with my face painted and everything. I was so excited to be there that day. It was a big day.
When he hit him.
aside from the fact that it sounded like a Nike Sasquatch driver pounding it like a Bryson DeChambeau drive on poor Bledsoe's chest. The one thing I forgot, he went back in the friggin' game.
Oh, yeah. And then he was removed, not for injury reasons. That's what got me in trouble in a fight with Bonnie Bernstein and CBS, because I was the CBS sideline contact. Didn't go.
Oh, they were probably didn't. Yeah. No.
Screw.
let's see real quick. Couple other things. The NFL this season sucks. Quick question. It's obviously not that's a great question from Joe McBride. Where would the Patriots offense rank in the Big Ten? I would put Michigan as a 2.5-point favorite over the Patriots right now.
Probably.
Yeah.
Be a good slugfest, though. A lot of running the ball. It'd be a quick game, running clock.
Like it'd be a Greg Maddux football game, two hours or less.
Yep.
Do you believe the reason why the NFL is so chunky?
DeChambeau drives to yourself.
Is so clunky this year. Do you believe it's because, not because of Mel Kiper's too high safety routine? Do you think it's because of the lack of proper play, fundamental tackling, stars in the preseason like Terry Bradshaw does? Or I had a friend float a theory that he thinks the NFL is starting to show the signs of too many premium salaries at a couple of positions on team and not enough money spent on the middle class. And so now you're not getting very even play. It's kind of a little workshop hypothesis, if you will. It's hardly proven, so it's not a theory. But you know what I mean? Like,
I don't hate that idea. I don't know that I necessarily agree with it. I have a similar hypothesis, or whatever you want to call it. I think it is a combination of the dumbing down of offenses to become more college caliber offenses, things that Bill Belichick wanted to do. I think things that are how you accept younger players playing quicker. You dumb down the offense and don't hold them to Peyton Manning level knowledge or Tom Brady level knowledge. You just give them something they can digest. And if it's easy for them to digest, it's also easy for defenses to digest. And if you go back a week, there were defenders that were joking about how simple Bo Nix's offense was and how overly he had nothing to do, no options.
Was it Cam Britt Taylor who said last night after the Daniels game, like, that's a nice, that didn't go over very well. He says, like, a nice little college offense. Guess what? You have a super good college player who's able to operate that nice little college offense.
He may be special. And then the other part is, I think young athletic quarterbacks, who try to not necessarily get by just on athleticism. It challenges their other skills. And I think there's a weird era of quarterbacks here. They're all dual threat quarterbacks. Virtually every quarterback that comes into the NFL these days is a dual threat quarterback. And then they try to be less dual thready. And coaches ask them to be less dual thready, stay in the pocket, throw from. And it's like, well, that's not really what I do. So the balancing of dual threat quarterbacks with dumbed down offenses, I think, make for worse offenses and better matchups for defenses.
And yet you got teams like, who's a big pleasant surprise? The Seattle Seahawks are 3-0. That's a pretty well-rounded football team.
We'll see. My guess is they'll be a 500 football team at some point in the next month.
Yes, and 10-7.
I think that's what they are. That's fine.
The whole league is going to be 9-8. You're going to have a bunch of 10-7, 9-8 teams in the postseason this year. It's not going to fix itself. Like,
who do you think will have a better record, the Seahawks or the Bengals?
Seahawks.
I think they'll probably have a very similar record. I think they'll both probably be around 500 when all is said and done. And one is 3-0. One's got a 3-game head start. One's 0-3. But I think there's a chance that they could. If you close your eyes, Andy sounds like Brian from Family Guy. When Fitzy does a British accent, he sounds like Stewie.
I do not sound like Stewie from Family Guy. Stop it, Lee Nunes.
Screw you, Lee.
Yes. I shall not sit here for this commentary anymore, Lois.
You know what his first name is?
What?
Ugly Nunes.
All right. This one's for you guys. Andy's in timeout corner for 5 seconds. All right. He's back. We got to wrap this one up. Andy, rifle through the last couple of questions here in Pat's Puri. The clubhouse leader on Bill Watch, your segment on the afternoon show. Who's the clubhouse leader right now, 3 games into the 2024 season for the services of William Stephen Belichick next season as HC of their NFL team?
It's a football team owned by the man who is the greatest scout in the history of the world, because not only does he know height and weight and 40 times, he knows penis lengths. So Bill Belichick will be coaching the Dallas Cowboys, as Brandon Spikes ironically pointed out on Twitter.
Okay, you go with the Cowboys. I got to tell you, the whole Patricia McDaniels Belichick package to Jacksonville. Did you want to go with?
No, yeah. Chance. No chance.
No? Really?
I don't see that happening. I don't see that being palatable for Bill Belichick.
Hey, Doug Peterson. Oh, you beat me in the Super Bowl, which is a load of crap. Now I'm going to take over your team, and I'm going to show you what you should have done with them in the first place.
Hey, great. I got a $60 million quarterback who blows.
What happened to Trevor Lawrence?
That's a great, great. You should do a segment on that on your new night show whenever that starts.
Yeah. Next week.
What happened to Trevor Lawrence?
You know what it's going to be? We're going to call it The Curious Case of Trevor Lawrence.
I'll listen on my ride home.
Okay. All right. There you go. The Curious. Thank you. Are you interested in the job as program director of
nope.
He's programming my show.
I got my hands full right now as it is.
Rager to the Chargers. No one cares. And in case you guys missed this last night, Mac Jones got in the game for Trevor Lawrence, who we have to figure out why he stinks right now in the very curious case. Things didn't go so well for young Michael McCorkle Jones.
Jones pump fake, ball knocked loose, scooped up. Eventually fumbled and then scooped up. That's Casey Tuhill, a guy who's come off the bench here, made a big impact late in the game.
Yeah, 99 wanted that scoop and score so badly. He should have just fallen on the ball. I wish he had kind of gotten it. But Mac Jones, later on through what should have been a touchdown pass, his receiver dropped it. I'm sure he'll be pissed about that all week long. But not a great return to action for old Michael McCorkle right there, Andy. Jacksonville, is Jacksonville a bigger mess than Foxborough?
Oh, absolutely. Who would you rather be? I mean, they have a $60 million quarterback that they're not sure if he can play. At least we just have a first-round pick we're not sure if he can play. It'd be much easier for the Patriots to get the hell out of Drake May than it will be for them to get out of Trevor Lawrence. But what are we doing to Mac Jones? He fumbled. He's doing Mac Jones things.
That's a Mac Jones thing. Guys, exactly. He might be okay someplace, but like obviously it's just not the – I guess it's not – going back home hasn't been the right fit. We'll see over time. Doug Peterson has remained non-committal over who's going to be the starter next week as well. Mac Jones versus Drake May could be a thing in London. If that's the case, I may buy a last-minute ticket and go over.
If that's the case, then London should ask for their money back.
Thank you, Joe McBride. The last thing we'll mention. Yes, Jacksonville's offensive line looked like garbage too. If you don't have a good line, you can't develop. You can't play. You're not going to win. Period. End of story.
So here's my theory. More parents need to fatten up their kids, make them play football, and we need more linemen coming through the pipeline. There's too many damn kids playing freaking 7-on-7 quarterback that think they're the next Tom Brady. We need more fat kids that want to be the next Hog Hannah.
And then this coming from our station's Awaken 180 spokesman, Andy Hart.
There dropped we go. 30 pounds in less than a month.
You can do the whole Joe Thomas routine, the Sebastian Vollmer get cut up after your career as a fat guy. Good choice. All right. Thanks, everyone, for watching live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and wherever else you consumed our fabulous football talking product. And, of course, to those that subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and wherever else you find awesome football talk, we love having you as well. This has been the latest Six Rings and Football Things brought to you by WEEI, Odyssey, and 2400 Sports. Lots more to come this week. Stay tuned, you guys. It is our pleasure and our job to keep you the best football fans in all the lands as information-packed and prepared as always. Good job, Hart. You can listen to him on the afternoon show on WEEI along with Christian Arcan each and every day from 2 to 6. And you guys know where to find me on the Six Rings Pod, the postgame, and usually at the bottom of a pint glass. Take care. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We love you. Good day. God bless. Go Pats.